Good morning, and welcome to the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. With the always evolving world of cyber threats and defense, you need a source you can trust. FBI retired Special Agent Darren Mott guides you through today's intricate cyber landscape and brings you the latest headlines and insights and what it means to you. Let's dive into today's cyber news.
Good morning, friends. It is Friday, May 10th, 2024. This is the Cyber Smart Morning News Update, the Friday Op-Ed Edition. And I thank you so much, as always, for taking the time to download, listen, and spread the word of the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. Hopefully some of you are doing that. I've seen the numbers are slightly increasing, so that's a good sign. And we're moving in the right direction. Makes it worth, you know, worthwhile to do these kind of things. So this is going to be somewhat of, I think, a divisive op-ed in the way that I present it. Because this week was a dichotomy, showed the dichotomy of where we stand in the world of cybersecurity. And I'll preface this by saying that I am not an expert or genius in any of this. I am just an observer of the way that the cyber world moves. As many of you know, if you've been listening to this or the Cyber Guy podcast for any length of time, I, you know, did cybersecurity, counterintelligence stuff in the FBI for 20 years. So, and been doing cybersecurity stuff since I retired in 2019. So I constantly look at news. I constantly look at trends. And this, there were two parts to this week that make it interesting if you look at it from a what are we doing kind of perspective. Let me start with this. So obviously this week was the big RSA conference week. This is a conference that goes about every year in San Francisco. It's been going on since 1991, 33 years. And if you go to their the rsaconference.com page, it says, "Embrace the power of community. At the RSA conference, we celebrate the strength and power of our community, where each day brings new connections, shared insights, and boundless inspiration. We invite you to watch RSA Conference 2024 on demand, whatever, and learn more about how you can help shape the future of cybersecurity." Now, I'm going to guess that that has been a running theme for the RSA conference for 33 years, shaping the future of cybersecurity. And my question is, have we shaped anything? And I'll get to why I asked that question in just a moment. Now, along with this conference, one of the keynote speakers was the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken. And he released what is called the United States International Cyberspace and Digital Policy Strategy. Now, I like a good cyber strategy. And there's nothing like a good cybersecurity strategy. This is nothing like a good cybersecurity strategy. So you don't have to. I read the International Cyberspace and Digital Policy Strategy. I got to be honest with you. When I'm looking for cybersecurity strategy, the State Department is not the place I go to look. Now, I understand State Department is looking at this from a diplomatic perspective, not so much a law enforcement perspective, although they throw some law enforcement related stuff into this. But there's three guiding principles to this particular strategy. So let's take a look at what that looks like. An affirmative vision for a secure and inclusive cyberspace grounded in international law, including international human rights law. Mm-hmm. Integration of cybersecurity, sustainable development and technological innovation, and a comprehensive policy approach that utilizes the appropriate tools of diplomacy and international statecraft across the entire digital ecosystem. And there's four plans of action. Promote, build, and maintain an open, inclusive, secure, and resilient digital ecosystem. Align rights respecting approaches to digital and data governance with international partners. Advance responsible state behavior in cyberspace. Encounter threats to cyberspace and critical infrastructure by building coalitions and engaging partners. And four, strengthen and build international partner digital and cyber capability, including capacity to combat cybercrime. All right, now let's be honest. How I think this came to be, and this is my guess, and I'm probably way off, is that they knew that Blinken was going to be talking at the RSA conference, and so they created this strategy so he'd have something to talk about. But let's be honest, with the number of countries in the world, especially the main bad actors dealing in cyberspace, that's going to be China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, they're not going to listen to anything the U.S. State Department has to say when it comes to creating a safer and smarter cyberspace environment. And actually, when I read this particular strategy, it was full of every conceivable buzzword you can think of when it comes to cybersecurity and the progressive left, honestly. And I'm not looking at this from a political perspective, but it comes across as that, right? So there's two big phrases, or not phrases so much, but two big buzzwords in cybersecurity currently: encryption and zero trust. Those are each mentioned one time in this strategy, but diversity, inclusion, and what's the other one? DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Those words are mentioned 25 times in this particular strategy. So it's, again, someone said, hey, let's do these things. Wouldn't this be smart? But there's no tactical application to how to do any of this stuff. And as with most cyber strategies that come out of any White House, not just this one, but the past one, the past five, whatever, who have had to deal with cyber issues since 1988. So starting with Bush the first, these strategies have limited impact. They don't seem to go anywhere. And why do I say this? Because as all of this was going on, as we had the RSA conference where, again, remember, we're going to shape the future of cybersecurity. Been shaping the future for 33 years of cybersecurity. The State Department has a strategy for international cyberspace and digital policy. What happened this week? Well, I'll tell you. Ascension, which is the largest nonprofit and Catholic health system in America, detected unusual activity on select technology network systems on May 8th. And so this, 140 hospitals, operations in 19 states, discovered unusual activity on their network. Add this along with the United Healthcare Change Healthcare data breach, and hospitals are getting pounded. Also this week, this happened today, actually. I'm recording this on May 9th. So on May 9th, what happened? Well, Dell warns of a data breach and 49 million customers allegedly affected. Now, on the plus side, it wasn't 50 million, but Dell is warning customers of a data breach after a threat actor claimed to have stolen information for approximately 49 million customers. So if you are a Dell user, of which I am one, not working this one on a Dell particular, but I have a little Dell laptop. So they have all of my information, which includes name, physical address, Dell hardware and order information, service tag, item description, stuff like that. So this is going to be valuable information for hackers to do tech-related fraud against seniors and stuff like that. I'm not going to dig deep into this particular event, because that's not the purpose of today's podcast. But again, so there, that's, Dell, pretty big computer company. You'd think they would think about cybersecurity every now and then, but here we go. But perhaps the worst example, of which we do not know the full extent yet, is Zscaler. So you're probably wondering, when I say Zscaler, who is Zscaler? So if you do a quick check of who is Zscaler, they are a cybersecurity company. They are this is from their facts page. Zscaler is a fast-growing company, and some of these, that's actually saying what the facts is. But they say they are a cybersecurity and zero trust leader. Their business model revolves around cybersecurity. Okay, so from this article, Zscaler says they discovered an exposed test environment that was taken offline for analysis after rumors circulated that a threat actor was selling access to the company's systems. In the Wednesday afternoon post, Zscaler initially stated its ongoing investigation showed no evidence that its customers or production environment were breached. All right, and there's a little bit more to that, but there is a threat actor known as Intel Broker who claims they are selling access to the company, who has a revenue of $1.8 billion. Now, at the end of the day, we may find that nothing happened here, right? I have no indication that there is any data breach, but the fact that Zscaler, whose world revolves around cybersecurity, discovered an exposed test environment and had to take it offline, meaning that bad guys could see it, find it, and identify it. Now, I'm willing to bet, without looking, that Zscaler had a booth at the RSA conference, all right? Are they helping shape the future of cybersecurity? I would think, based on their business model, they're trying to do that, but here we are, right? So we have all these kinds of, this goes back to something I've mentioned before, I've talked about it twice, is conferences and what's their effectiveness, and it's limited, right? I'm sure the people who went to the RSA conference had a great time, had a lot of fun, saw a lot of friends they hadn't seen in a long time, but next week, is there going to be no cyber issues, no cyber crime, no one's going to get hit or targeted? No, the numbers are going to continue to increase because we're not focused on the right thing. So you're saying, well, Darren, what is the right thing? Here is what the right thing is for me, all right? So the Ascension data breach, let me use that as an example. We do not know what the breach is. It does say that Mandiant is assisting in the investigation and remediation, okay? Not a surprise. It'd be Mandiant, CrowdStrike. If you asked me to take a pick, it'd be one of the two. They pick Mandiant, so it's fine. But at the end of the day, we'll never know, likely never know, maybe we'll, that'd be helpful, but how the bad guys got in. Now, my question is, did they get in the same way that they got into the Change or United Healthcare system? That would be valuable. Because if we knew how that happened, then guess what? It would be possible that that intelligence, if shared, would have helped Ascension say, okay, we see what happened to United Health Group. Perhaps we should look for those vulnerabilities and patch them ourselves. So we don't do enough intelligence sharing. We don't do enough information provision of here's how the bad guys are doing what they're doing. Now, there's some of it afterwards, right? There's plenty of people that do a good job of training. Hey, here's what this particular data breach means. But it's always post-haste, and it's always after other entities have been hit. So how do we fix all this? Well, there has to be a willingness to want to have it fixed, right? Saying you're going to do things. State Department saying, hey, here's a strategy. How about a tactical plan? That's what I would like to see from... Now, here's my question for the RSA conference. Did anyone come out with a tactical plan? Here's what we're going to do to deal with cyber bad actors. Now, this week there was good news where the FBI and the UK NCA... and the Australians identified one of the Lockbit administrators, identified his name, said where he was, sanctioned him, did all that kind of stuff, right? That's one person, right? We need to do it with hundreds and hundreds of people. That's going to require assistance from countries that are not helpful to us. And until their bad actors are targeting them, until Russian bad actors are targeting Russia or Chinese bad actors are targeting China, we're not going to get any help from that. And they're not going to be doing that anytime soon. So it's incumbent upon someone, please. And if anyone's aware of one, let me know. I would love to see it. If I do cyber tactical plan, I'm going to guess that if I do that particular Google search, it's not going to come up with much for me. I would like to say it does, but who knows if it will. Let's see. Cyber, I'll even do it. I'll do it in real time. Cyber tactical plan. All right, let's see. What do we get from this? All right, so East Tennessee State University has a tactical plan for information security. CISA has a cybersecurity strategic plan. Everybody's got strategic plans. Here's a company called A-Align. This is approaching cybersecurity with a tactical mindset, but that's from 3 years ago. And I'm going to guess it hasn't been pushed forward. Again, I see a strategic plan. I see a strategy. RAND Cyber has something called Tactical Cyber, but I've seen that before. I don't think it does much. So I think we need to get away from the strategies. We need to get away from all the conferences and come up with tactical ideas to say, here's how we deal with this. If that means tactical education, where we are forcing information down people's throats so they at least pay more attention so that they can, again, as I like to say, understand the threats targeting them and assess their risk, they can proceed wisely. Anybody want to join me in this battle? I would love to have partners. I would love to create a podcast called the Tactical Cyber Podcast. Who's in? Who wants to be my co? I can't do it myself. Okay. I'm already doing this one by myself. I've already let the Cyber Guy podcast kind of wane on the vine. Does anyone want to do a tactical cyber podcast with me, your humble host, Darren Mott? If you do, email me, darren@thecyberguy.com, and we'll see what we can do. So I'll be honest with you, this was a free-flowing idea podcast more than anything else. I kind of had a scale of an idea of talking about the dichotomy of these two things where, hey, this big cyber conference and cyber strategy, but bad stuff is still happening. So if you're of interest in any of this, ring me up, let me know. And if I'm way off, if I am so full of crap that you squeeze my head, it would pop out, then let me know that too. I'm just trying to make the world a safer place, but I don't know if anybody's there with me. So that's going to do it for this Friday's podcast. Longer than usual, but I had a lot to say. So I hope you at least found it amusing, if nothing else. I hope you laughed and said, this guy is nuts. He should probably get some medicine to help him out. But enjoy your weekend, folks. Know that knowledge is protection. If we can understand the threats talking to us, we can assess our risk, proceed wisely. I'll be back again Monday, because I'm pretty sure that because even though the RSA conference ended this week, there will still be cyber activity over the weekend.
Cyber Smart Morning News is written and produced by Cyber Guy Productions. Feel free to email thoughts, comments, or suggestions to Darren@thecyberguy.com or follow Darren on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/DarrettMott. Thanks for listening.